We solemnly swear that we are up to no good.
Welcome to We Solemnly Swear. We are a group of sisters who want to share a crazy passion and knowledge of the wizarding world with our fellow Potterheads. Today we have...
Nadine, your Harrison Ford Hufflepuff.
Lexi, your Hugh Jackman Hufflepuff.
Jamie, your Gal Gadot Gryffindor.
And Angela, your Selena Gomez Slytherin.
Beautiful.
Selena Gomez. Love it.
Okay, so I'm going to explain the episode because it was my idea. I wanted to do an episode where we recasted the whole Harry Potter movies with, I guess we can say, any kind of actor that comes to our, actress that comes to our minds that just weren't in the films that we think would have done a good job. And it's just like goofy, like they would have portrayed him so well if they just had the chance kind of thing. So
we just want to see
what we would have come up with for any character. It could be all the way from Lord Voldemort to I'm trying to think of a really weird character. Aberforth, all the way to Aberforth. So
all the way to Aberforth.
So, I don't know how we really want to dive into it, but I have already listed some of my friends that I want on the show, on the movie.
Okay, start it off, and...
Okay, so the real reason why this has been triggered in my mind is for who I thought would be a great Hagrid. After watching School of Rock, it came to me that Jack Black would have made a great Hagrid. So if you
have to see the picture of Jack Black that she found, because then it makes sense.
If you want to see, it's the IMBD School of Rock profile picture that I have of him in the cast member list, and he's just got the bushiest facial hair. So, and he's pulling his funny face.
Yeah, we should have Tori post these on our Instagram.
Yes.
We should like vote our favorites after we've all said our cast. Then we'll vote the favorite out of all of our cast, and then we'll post them on our Instagram.
And then please share what you think would have been a great casting opportunity as well for this movie. Because who knows, maybe they'll remake the show in like 20 years from now when we're all ready for Harry Potter to come back.
Who else did a Hagrid? Because I feel like we should just compare them straight across. Like
a good idea.
Who else is a good candidate for our Hagrid? I didn't find one, so that's why I'm asking.
I know, I didn't find one either.
I did Jason Momoa.
Yes.
Yes.
We would know him from Aquaman.
Yes.
So, or Game of Thrones.
Or the Super Bowl commercial.
That was the worst commercial of all time.
That was the best.
I don't know what commercial you're talking about, but like it sounds like you're going to make us lose a lot of viewers. So watch your mouth.
It was just very disappointing. Oh. No, it was pretty funny.
Cool. So I would say that Jack Black is definitely the right age for Hagrid.
True.
You know? And he can, like, he can do a lot of crazy
eyes.
he can be serious, and then he can be really goofy. And
yeah,
Hagrid,
I vote Jack Black.
Goofy.
You know but who would be a good good Hagrid though?
Who?
Zach Galifianakis.
Oh yeah, I thought you were gonna say Zac Efron. I was like, no.
Zac Efron? I'm just going to say Zac Efron for every
you
role
just want Zac
today.
Efron in this movie.
No, Zach Galifianakis. He has the same like vibe as Jack Black, though.
That's true. My vote is Jack Black. I think he would be perfect.
Yeah, especially this picture.
The picture did it for me.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's settled. We'll have Tori post Jack Black as Hagrid. My second person that influenced me was in the same movie as School of Rock. Her name is Joanne Cusack.
Love her. So funny.
She plays the principal, and she was definitely giving me Professor McGonagall vibes in the movie. So I was like, yes, she'd do a good job. She kind of has a little bit of a lisp. We could get over that, right?
I could totally see her as Trelawney too. I think she would do a good Trelawney.
She would be a good Trelawney.
But I didn't find an actor or an actress for McGonagall. So I think she automatically wins, unless you guys found one.
Nope, I didn't have one.
All right.
Winner!
But we could also ask for your ideas on if it could have been Trelawney, a better idea to do Trelawney for her. If you guys want to let us know in the comments below. Who am I talking to? Okay. And then, should I just go into the next person and see how we do it?
Yep.
Okay. So I then thought of my next person I wanted to cast for Severus Snape. And this guy has been in my dreams since he hit the big screen.
And so you wanted him as the role of Snape.
Naturally.
I don't know why. It just, when he grows his hair out long, it just works. So I think Adam Driver should be Severus Snape. Who agrees?
Yeah,
I agree.
I double agree. That was who I chose because he just, he'd be good.
I put Tom Hiddleston as my Snape.
Oh.
From the Loki, but like when he looks like Loki.
He'd be a good Snape. Yeah. He could also be like Remus Lupin though, you know?
Yeah.
And be the like teacher,
I can't wait to
mentor.
Tell you who I put as Remus Lupin.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Well, I think Adam Driver wins always. So.
Yes, he wins.
Always.
Winner!
Oh my gosh. Like,
potion class would not have been that bad.
I'd be a potion master.
Oh, man.
Nadine, do you want to go to Remus Lupin?
I
feel like we should save the big three for the end here.
Okay, we can save those ones. Remus Lupin. It does not fit his character at all. I just thought it was funny. I put him as hold on, what's his name? Taylor Lautner.
Wait, what?
Because he's a werewolf in the Twilight series.
Oh. I put him oh my god.
Therefore, that's funny. Yeah, it does not make sense at all. And I was like, Remus is my favorite character. I can't be doing this right now. But I did it anyway, so.
But I did it anyway.
Did anyone else find any good ones?
For Remus?
I have a list of people I can just name.
Well, I was thinking of Kristen Bell. And I want help casting her because I think she would be
Pansy Parkinson. Oh wait, Kristen Bell, like Anna from Frozen?
Yeah. Anna
okay.
from Frozen.
Sorry. I was thinking of Bella from Twilight.
Oh. See, when I told Jacob about this podcast and I was like, so who would you cast? And the first thing he said was, I'd cast Scarlett Johansson as Pansy Parkinson. I was like, what?
It's like, that is wrong in every way.
I casted Pansy Parkinson as Aubrey Plaza from Parks and Rec.
Yes.
That's good.
Because then she wouldn't just be annoying. She'd be funny,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, she would be like, Draco, kiss me.
Blood. Death. I'm a Slytherin.
That's good stuff. I think Kristen Bell, the first thought I had for her was Draco's mom, Narcissa.
Oh.
Oh, for Kristen Bell? I thought you said Christian Bale. They're all really close together.
Batman. I think that she would make a good Luna.
Oh, she'd be a good Bellatrix, too.
Oh, my gosh. I've never seen her play that type of character, but I bet she would rock it.
Yeah. She's always been, like, good or happy or sassy and sarcastic. Mm-hmm. But never, like, evil.
Evil. Now I have to see it.
Okay, and then another person I definitely wanted to cast in this movie was Meryl Streep.
Okay, I casted her. Can I tell you what I casted her as?
Yes.
I casted the magnificent Meryl Streep as Lord Voldemort because she could pull it
off. I thought you were going to say Umbridge or something.
She could do it and she would kill it. And she can be cast in any role.
Meryl Streep could play Batman.
She could. But there was that one movie she was cast as, like, an old man. And she had, like, a beard and everything. And it was amazing. So she could totally do Voldemort. Just saying. She would kill.
Okay, and then I was trying to think of the Weasley family and, like, redheaded, natural redheaded people just to kind of, you know, save the artists and hair people some trouble.
Right.
But Amy Adams from Superman.
Enchanted. Yeah.
I think she could be Ginny.
Mm-hmm.
And
I have Emma Stone as Ginny.
Yes, oh, okay. I agree with Emma Stone. I was going to say her for Ginny. And I was, the thing is, it's like, I feel like Amy Adams would be great as Molly Weasley, too. But
yeah.
If you cast, like, I don't know. It's just like you're playing with ages a little bit too much, but it's like, no offense to.
This is like Dreamcast, though, right? Like,
yeah.
Doesn't have to be their age right now or age 10 years ago.
Yeah. You have to imagine them. Yeah, imagine them the ages of the character.
Yeah. Yes, very good, yes. So, she's like the only... Are there other redheads? I mean, Emma Stone does go red sometimes, so...
There's Scarlett Johansson.
And then Scarlett Johansson, but she's already Pansy Parkinson.
She's already Pansy Parkinson. So. Well, this is perfect. The second thing that Jacob said that he would cast would be as the Weasley brothers... Collectively, he would cast the Jonas Brothers.
Yes! I was gonna put... Who was I gonna put? I didn't do it, though.
And I was like, Jacob, they'd all have to dye their hair red. And he's like, yeah, they could pull it off. I was like, who are you?
They would look awful as redheads.
They would look terrible as redheads.
Okay, so Kevin is Charlie. Joe is Bill. Nick is Ron. But who are the twins? Who would be the twins?
Frankie.
Both of them would be Frankie.
Both of them. Just get two.
I'm sure there's another brother in there.
Okay. Yeah, one we don't know about.
Well, I think Joe would have to be the twins.
Yeah, Joe would have to be the twins.
Joe would have to be the twins. Nick is obviously Ron.
Nick might be Percy. I hate to say it. But
no, Percy.
He might be more Percy character than Ron character.
So I forgot about Percy. He's such a bad person.
No.
Hey, we just did a whole redemption episode. And...
Yeah, Percy podcast.
That's fine.
For the twins, I put some of the Chris's because I was like, well, they have the same name, so that would be pretty funny.
They'd be so funny too.
So I did Chris. Awesome. I did Chris Pratt and Chris Hemsworth because I love, like, in the Avengers, their bickerings.
Yeah,
that's my favorite thing in the whole world.
That'd be pretty entertaining.
It's like an angel gave birth to a. What does he say? He's like, I didn't lower my voice. Anyways, I love it so much.
Oh man, this is good stuff.
What did everybody have for Dumbledore?
I did Ian McKellen.
I did too.
Gandalf. Magneto.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Straight up.
See, I was going to do Ian McKellen, but he was actually offered the role and turned it down. So he almost in Harry Potter. I did Patrick Stewart, though. He would have been great
because he wouldn't have died after the second movie. And then we could have one Dumbledore for the whole movie.
But can you imagine if the same person was Dumbledore and Gandalf? Like,
too much epicness.
People already struggle.
He's like, I can only take on one role.
One epic wizard role.
I can only be one epic wizard
my whole life. I think Patrick Stewart would be good, too. He's Professor X from X-Men.
I just can't see him with any hair. Like, I can't in my mind. Like, he is always clean-shaven and bald.
Well, like, it'd be perfect if he... Because then the young one, who's McAvoy... What's his first name?
James McAvoy?
James McAvoy. I was like, why can't I think of his first name?
I love him.
James McAvoy could be young Dumbledore, like, in the Crimes of Grindelwald movie.
Yeah. And that'd be pretty good. He'd be pretty awesome.
Ooh. He'd be pretty good.
Yes. He, I just barely watched, it came out forever ago, but I just watched that Glass movie when he's got the multiple personality disorder.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
It's so, he does such a good job. Oh, my God. Too good of a job. So creepy.
Did we say Draco yet?
I did. Josh Hutcherson for Draco.
Josh? Oh, okay.
He plays Peter Mullarg.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
He would really have to step into that role for me.
Yeah.
He's just like this little Peter that paints himself in my mind.
Like the bridge to Terabithia, little boy.
Well, that makes you sob and cry.
Yeah.
Did you have a Draco, Jamie?
I did. A young Neil Patrick Harris.
Oh.
A young who?
Neil Patrick Harris.
Oh.
That'd be I just so felt good. Like it would just work. His sassiness would just be on point the whole time. Like
he'd be sassy flamboyant Draco.
Yeah, he would.
I did I don't know the actor's name, but it's the kid who played the live action Peter Pan. I don't know if you guys have seen that at all. I remember being obsessed with it, and I do believe in fairies. I do.
When we were in middle school, like that guy?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Andrea Whitford loved him.
Yeah.
What was his name?
Live action Peter Pan. Let me look.
I think I can see his face in my mind. Yeah,
I can see his, like, leaf loin.
That's who I
thought. What else is he in?
I don't think he's in anything else.
I think that was his, like, one time.
That was it.
Jeremy Sumpter!
That brings back very, very many memories.
That was, like, the most famous thing he was Okay. Sorry, Jeremy, but shout out if you want to be on our podcast.
Yeah, we can make you famous again.
We can make you famous. Ange, did you have a Draco?
I don't have a Draco. I was kind of thinking a younger, what's his name? Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh. He'd be good, like Titanic age
like
or younger?
Titanic, yeah. Titanic,
yes.
I had Zac Efron as my Draco.
Oh my gosh! I have him as my Harry Potter, but he'd be a great Draco.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, Garrett made me change it. He's like, you like Draco too much, you can't have Zac Efron be your Draco. It'd be perfect.
Oh, that's funny. It'd be perfect. He'd be the perfect character.
I could truly love him.
So, okay, I was thinking about your Dumbledore question a little bit ago. And what if... Now, hear me out. Morgan Freeman for Dumbledore.
Oh!
I'd be cool with that.
His All voice of those Dumbledore quotes perfect. Would be pretty good.
Yeah.
It's just, like, awe-inspiring. It. And that's, like... Harry's motivation, you know?
Mentor. I'm all for it.
Yeah, I totally... Back on the Zac Efron, though, Garrett made me change him to Cormac McLaggen. That's who Zac Efron
wow.
in my movie.
He really demoted him movie. From.
Yeah. He was like, he can't be anyone good. He's got to be Cormac McCloud.
He has to be the worst character.
He was gonna make me do Zachariah Smith, the awful Hufflepuff. And I was like, no, that is not Zac Efron. No,
that is too
no,
far.
No,
too far.
Oh, that's funny.
Is there any other side characters we want to talk about before we do the big three?
Let me look.
I have a couple.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I was going to suggest Johnny Depp for Sirius Black.
Nice. I did Joseph Gordon-Levitt for.
Ooh. I did Hugh Jackman.
Oh. I was torn between Johnny Depp or Hugh Jackman for Sirius Black.
Yeah, Hugh Jackman. I mean, he could play any role and be good. He's like the Meryl Streep of actors for me. So.
He's just like so classy.
But do you think that he would make a good James is my question.
Ooh. He would make a good James.
Yeah, let's do Hugh Jackman for James and...
Johnny Depp
for Sirius. Or Jordan Gordon-Levitt.
Well, Johnny Depp's kind of already in the series.
Oh, yeah, he is. Grindelwald.
Oh, he's Vito.
We can't even cast him.
Nadine, can you tell me who your character is? I don't even recognize that name.
He's
500 Days of Summer.
Yeah, like he's Robin on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Some of the Batman.
Nice.
Nice.
Okay, and then nice. I have another side one. Kingsley Shacklebolt should be Denzel Washington.
Yeah.
Denzel. Oh my goodness.
I just think that this is a $1 billion movie.
This movie will cost a lot of money.
It will.
But it will get a lot of views.
One other side one I did, I cast Neville as Rainn Wilson or Dwight Schrute.
Yeah. That was another one I tried to put Zac Efron for and Garrett was like, no!
He's just like, Zac Efron could be
Zac
every
Efron
character.
Could be everyone. Oh, Harry Potter goodness. Starring Zac Efron as everyone.
Oh my gosh.
Oh man, this is funny. I think Tom Hanks should be Mr. Weasley.
Oh, he would do good. What's the guy's name that does the voice of Smeagol? Because that's who I put as my Voldemort.
Oh, Andy.
Andy.
Sorry,
I thought I had it written down, but I didn't write it down. I just put Smeagol.
Who would you put him as? Dobby?
No. Voldemort.
Voldemort.
Dobby.
He fits the Dobby character. Smeagol is just like a large house elf. You know, you could argue that.
Yeah, that's true. Ooh. I put T. Swift as Fleur Delacour.
Oh.
Ooh, nice.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
That would be very good. I was thinking Will Smith. I don't know. I was trying to fit Will Smith into this movie.
That'd be good.
Well, one thought was he could be, because he played the genie so well, so... I was wondering if he could be Voldemort. If he could do like a villainous.
I don't think so. Take. I don't think anyone would take him seriously.
He'd start rapping. Yo, Harry, you need
Here's
to.
It's a story all
give
about
me your
how my
blood.
Life got flipped and upside down.
Yeah, I don't know. I was trying to fit him in, but he could be Dean Thomas.
I see him being a Dean or a Lee Jordan.
Yeah. Hmm. Or Goyle.
Goyle?
Just kidding. Maybe not. Okay.
He could be Nearly Headless Nick.
Yeah.
He'd
okay,
be funny.
And then I was thinking of Brad Pitt. And how he should be Lucius Malfoy.
Yes. I love it.
Naturally.
And Angelina Jolie could totally be Narcissa.
Yes. Okay. So I was thinking she should be Bellatrix or Narcissa.
I mean, if we really wanted to make it dramatic, we would make her Bellatrix and have her ex-husband be Lucius Malfoy.
That'd be pretty dramatic.
It'd be good.
This would be
she also did
good.
A pretty good job in, like, Maleficent, so she can
okay,
do that
so
crazy.
Jennifer Aniston for Narcissa, and then Angelina Jolie for Bellatrix.
Jennifer Brad Aniston? Pitt.
And then he's
then Brad Pitt
between his... his two exes.
You're my sister-in-law.
Okay, and I know that I'm just, like, dragging this out, but I was thinking of Anne Hathaway. This is my last person. I'm torn, okay?
Okay.
Should she be Lily, or should she be Hermione?
Lily.
Jennifer Aniston?
No, Anne Hathaway.
Oh, Anne Hathaway. I was like, I don't want
Wait,
her.
What?
What?
I think she'd be a better Lily.
Me too.
She just became a mom too, so she could really nail it.
Nice. Okay. Yeah.
Are we gonna move on to the big three?
I just saw one more. I'm gonna bring up. I'm so sorry. All right. What if we did Fenrir Greyback as Tom Hardy?
Tom Hardy?
I just love Tom Hardy, so just wanted to throw him in there.
Just have to have him in there somewhere.
But Fenrir is like the rugged evil werewolf, and Tom Hardy
he could do it. I think he could do it. Yeah.
It'd be good. Anyways,
really
sorry.
Good at it. Too good at it.
Too good. We'd all be rooting for Fenrir.
Yeah, I'd be like, Fenrir.
Not
bite
bad.
Me.
Bite me. That was a good one.
Okay, well now are we good to move on to our big three?
Yeah,
I think so. Who would you like to start with?
Yeah, who wants to go first? Okay. So my top three, I had two sets of people, but my Hermione stays the same. My Hermione is Jenny Slate, who is the money please. But she's got really curly hair naturally.
Oh my gosh.
And I thought she could pull it off. And if you've seen her in that movie with Chris Evans, she's really good. So my first Harry Potter was Harry Styles, and my first Ron was Seth Green from The Italian Job.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
Seth Green. Oh my gosh.
But then I changed to Harry is Elijah Wood, Frodo Baggins, and Ron is Samwise Gamgee.
Nice.
Yeah.
Those are pretty good.
Those are good. I love those. Nexie, you want to go next?
Yeah, I'm still kind of... I really struggled with the final three of who to pick.
I think Ed Sheeran should be Ron.
That's my Ed. That's mine. I picked him. I was like, done. Easy.
That's it.
Sorry, Jamie, I didn't mean to take him. I was just like...
Oh no! You concur with me. This is perfect.
Have you seen Ed Sheeran's music video where Ron?
Yeah,
actually...
that's why I did it.
That's the best music video.
Because everyone always gets them confused anyway.
Yeah, and then I thought Anne Hathaway, but definitely she's Lily. So, that's kind of. I'm still kind of stuck on Hermione. I don't know. I just am trying to think of, like...
I have two Hermiones. So my first one was Maisie Williams from Game of Thrones. I don't think either of you have seen it.
But I know she's who you're like talking about.
She's so cool and so strong, and I think she'd be an awesome Hermione. And then my other one, I did, like, a gender bend for the characters. Basically, it's all just based off of Doctor Who. So I think Karen Gillan should be Ron.
Yeah.
I think Arthur Darvill should be Hermione, and then Matt Smith can be the crazy Harry Potter.
Oh my gosh. That would be fine. I'd be cool with that.
I didn't catch any of those references, but I bet they're awesome.
All our Doctor Who fans out there. It's pretty good. Yeah. And
okay.
Pretty
Karen cool. Gillan is, well, you would only know her from Avengers, and she's blue in Avengers. She's Nebula.
Yeah.
Nebula.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
But she's a natural redhead and would be really funny, sassy Ron Weasley. And then she's married to Rory, or Arthur Darvill, and he's, like, all studious and, like, hesitant to, like, do anything, and she's like, let's go! So.
Yeah. It would fit. I think it would fit well. It'd be good. My Hermione was actually Emma Stone, just not, obviously, a redhead. Because I feel like she just has, like, the... I don't know. She's just, like, strong-willed and, like, would be like, that's it. You guys are all dumb and, like... So, I don't know. I liked her. What about your guys' Harry Potter?
Zac Efron for Harry Potter.
Zac Efron?
Zac Efron for Harry Potter. And then Ed Sheeran for Ron. And then I'm thinking Emily Blunt.
Emily Blunt's awesome.
Yeah, she is.
Or, I mean, Pam from The Office.
Yeah, but she'd have to be more bold. She's way too timid in The Office.
Way bold. Yeah, way bold.
Yeah.
I guess I'm just thinking Pam hair, you know?
Angela from The Office could be Umbridge.
Yeah. Or, Phyllis.
This is my Harry, the guy from Lost. Do you see him?
Lost. Let me see.
What's his name?
Ian Somerhalder. Ian Somerhalder, something like that.
Interesting.
I just feel like he would fit like the look, and then like also in like
crazy eyebrows.
I know it's cool. He's kind of has crazy hair. Like doesn't really like I don't know. Granted, this is from Lost, so he like can't do his hair. But still.
That's good. Like this kind of reminds me of, which one, is Liam Hemsworth or the younger one? I think he could be a good Harry Potter.
I think Mike from Stranger Things could be a good Harry Potter.
I was debating about him, too.
Because he has the crazy hair.
He does. Yeah. And he, like, I feel like he also can be, like, you know, like, book 5 Harry Potter very well. Like he could pull that off.
Like super emotional.
Yeah. Like
doesn't know how to be around girls and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
He could do good.
Would that make Dustin his Ron Weasley then?
Probably. Probably. Oh man.
Well, that's good. Well, that kind of concludes our little casting episode. What did you think of our ideas? How expensive do you think our movie will be? And what other thoughts and comments you might have for us? Leave them with us. We'd love to hear from you.
Mischief managed.